94.14.
The ultimate gospel experience. W300CU Jacksonville and WKSL HD3 Neptune Beach. The new Praise 107.9.
Against your home, the enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character.
Tuned in to Financing Your Future with Joseph Tolbert Jr. and Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on Praise 107.9.
Welcome to another segment of Financing Your Future. Thank you for tuning in with us here on Praise 107.9. Today, I'm Greg Grant, your co-host. In the studio, we have Jeff Schufert in the house. Also, those out in radio land, if you have questions or you want to chime into the conversation, please don't hesitate to call us, 904-296-2251. Today, we're going to be talking about branding and how it relates to monetization. And Jeff Schufert has a distinguished record here in the community concerning that subject. And so, Jeff Schufert, if you would introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Well, Greg, I appreciate the opportunity. I'm a regular listener to this fine broadcast, and it's great to finally have the opportunity to be here to speak with your audience. I'm Jeff Schufert, one of the youngest nationally syndicated writers for the top business publications in the world. I contribute to Forbes, Entrepreneur Magazine. I'm a syndicated writer for the Business Journals, which means I contribute to the Jacksonville Business Journal. And I recently finished out a long a contribution with HuffPost. And, you know, before I became a contributor to all these publications, I was featured in Forbes Sports Money, the NFL Network, Entrepreneur Magazine as well, won a BizTech Award from the Jacksonville Business Journal, named the best veteran owned tech startup of 2016.
Very impressive.
Yeah, just a lot of stuff, and all by age 30. I'm 31 now, so
that is
awesome. Getting a little older. So
well, that's phenomenal, that record over such a short period in your life, and all these distinguishments and writing for Forbes and these major publications, which has really, really accelerated your brand. What brought you into the branding industry?
Well, that's a great question. You know, what I discovered was after we developed our app Vets 22, which connects veterans with life-saving resources like food pantries, homeless shelters, and it allows them to connect with each other in the app. After I developed the app, I thought that the publications would come to me, right? And that's what we think when we launch a company. I know you and I talk very frequently being business partners and you know, strategy together. And you think that once you start that business or once you launch that product, and congratulations on your new book, you know, once you
thank you, Jeff,
launch that new book, that everybody just comes.
Exactly.
And then you discover that the real work starts.
Yes.
And I discovered that the best way to learn how to get my products in the media was to write for the media, because then I can build the relationships with the editors and I can have the respect, right, to not be looked at as a person that's trying to get, you know, publicity.
Makes sense.
And, you know, what I discovered through the process was editorial calendars, how to structure an article, how to pitch, how to work with editors. And, you know, it's been a very, you know, interesting journey. And, you know, after we had the app, we already had an NFL influencer, right? We had Drayton Florence, one of your great colleagues, and, you know, 11-year NFL vet. And I thought, like I said, that everybody would just come, start downloading the app and start publicizing it. And then I said, you know what, I have to go out here and pitch it. And that's what I did. And then NFL Network came along, and South by Southwest.
That's interesting that you bring that up, especially with the NFL player and all influencers that want to be a part of your brand and a part of your company and a part of your work. For new business owners out there that are just starting a business and they want to gain customers and gain influence in the way that you did through branding, What are some advice or some nuggets you can throw out to new entrepreneurs to say, hey, you know, you want to get the word out that this is what I do, this is who I am, before you even think about money, because you need to have a proven concept. People need to know who you are.
Absolutely.
And I sit with a lot of business owners, and we put together business plans. And when we get to the branding and marketing section, that's the part that's always blank. You know, who am I? How do I connect with people? How do I establish my brand and tell my story? Can you give us some tips on that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I wrote a piece in Forbes called How Branding Through Published Content Can Rapidly Grow Your Small Business. And in that, I wrote about how there are businesses that have your same similar, you know, unique selling proposition, if you will, right? And the way for you to get more opportunities, right? The way for you to build rapport so you can get qualified leads and qualified customers. You know, there's five strategies, and you helped me come up with this when we were strategizing
right.
for this Forbes article. Number one, this is how you know that your brand, and some things you need to focus on, but this is how you know your brand is accelerating, right? The media positions you as a subject matter expert in your industry.
Correct.
Gregory Grant, I'm
yes.
on the radio right now, right?
Correct.
Subject matter expert in
right.
the industry, right? You know, you've been on my show several times on Buzz TV, you know, speaking with our audience about business development and some different tools they can use. You're asked to speak at events that have major sponsors. We have the Vetrepreneur Summit coming up in
yes.
partnership with the City of Jacksonville, June 22nd from 9 to 2 at FSCJ.
Definitely. That's a must-attend event. In fact, we had an awards gala last night, and we had a lot of veterans there. And I said, you have to come to the Vetrepreneur Summit on June 22nd. I mean, we helped, gosh, was it 192 or almost 200 veterans that showed up last year?
Yeah, and what was even more impressive was that 30,000 streamed it online.
Wow.
And you are an expert panelist, and
yeah.
you know, you are an expert panelist once again, the only one right. asked to come back as a
exactly,
veteran entrepreneur.
Exactly.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But that is one of those keys you should look for. Number three, your brand acquires customers who are well qualified and educated about your products. And that's what we want. We don't want tire kickers. We don't want, you know, people wasting time on our products. So whether you have a wedding planning business or a car wash, you know, you want people that are pretty familiar with your product, so you don't have to spend time with them on educating them about you and your product. You know, when I say Gregory Grant, people already know who you are.
Correct.
Right? Because you've already been positioned as an expert, right? And you're already speaking at events that have major sponsors. Number four, influencers gravitate to your brand and connect you with their colleagues. Right?
There you go.
That's key, right? You know, when we were approached by an NFL influencer, he then connected us, right?
Right.
After he did his due diligence with other NFL influencers.
Exactly.
So it expanded our network organically. And lastly, you are presented with business opportunities that don't require capital. In other words, your brand name is your capital.
Radio Land, listen to this. Your brand name is your capital. You make money by establishing your brand. Jeff, you and I spoke. Gosh, this was probably a few months ago. And we was talking about the differences in the different types of branding. One was personal branding and one was celebrity branding, right? And how does that coincide with each other? You know, if I wanted to brand myself personally so I can accelerate my business, but then if I want to take it on a national level, then I want to get like a celebrity brand status almost. How does that work?
Yeah, you know, when you think about getting the influencer, it's not always the celebrity, right? I mean, there are pastors that have a huge following. There are, you know, musicians, you know, there are micro influencers that have a macro impact.
Got
right?
it.
And I think that sometimes, you know, when we focus solely on that professional athlete or that social media person with a million followers, we lose sight on the person that's an executive at Florida Blue.
Right.
Right. That can put your brand in a position to where you can actually be known in your ecosystem. So not just focusing solely on, you know, the athletes, but if you do want an athlete or someone of that kind of stature to gravitate towards your brand, then you should start investing in your branding early. And this is what you and I speak about. You know, we got zero outside funding.
Right.
Right.
Very impressive, too.
Hey, it's, you know, due to, you know, GBS's strategic, you know, guidance. I mean, we talk a couple of times a week about, you know, strategy and planning and things like that. Because, you know, I have the branding thing down when it comes to sales and stuff like that. I mean, that you're an expert with that. But it all goes back to understanding that you are the focal point of your business.
Correct. Right?
Your story is important. And spending, investing early on letting people know who you are outside of just a Facebook ad, but approaching publications. Before
yes.
we were featured in Forbes and all these other great publications, we were featured in the BuzzFeeds and, you know, the Florida.coms and all the mid-tier publications. But that actually built a portfolio of who we were.
Right.
So then when the bigger publications wanted to cover us, they already had an idea of who we were. So
exactly.
Sometimes, I mean, you know, you and I talk frequently how customers come to you. They're like, Greg, congrats on the Forbes. Like, you know, can you get us in Forbes?
Right.
It's a process.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they just see Forbes. They don't see all of the other things that you've done to set your
there.
Personal brand and professional brand apart. So I'll send it back to you. You know, what were some things that you learned through my journey that you've embedded in your journey that is continuing to get you to the success level that you're reaching?
Absolutely. One of the key things that I learned from you and your element is, and I think a lot of entrepreneurs need to hear this, is a lot of times we confuse telling about our brand and bragging, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of my challenges was, hey, I don't want to, excuse me, I don't want to brag about my accomplishments. I don't want to brag about what I do because I don't want people to perceive me as being arrogant. But what I realize is it's not arrogance, it's credibility
mm-hmm.
to what you're doing in your industry. Mm-hmm. And so I challenge and I would like everyone out there to not be ashamed and not be shy to say what you have accomplished and use that as part of the branding strategy, which adds credibility to what you're doing in a sales momentum way.
Right. And, you know, I wrote a piece. One of my first pieces in Forbes was quit being humble and tell the world how great you are.
I remember I read that article. It was very, very inspiring.
Yeah. Thank you. You know, I drew the parallels between Muhammad Ali. Right.
Yes.
And us as branding professionals. And when I was when I sent it into Forbes, you know, it was funny because the editors, they said, Jeff, we got so much great value out of this. Because sometimes, you know, in society, be humble, be humble,
yes.
be humble. Yes, be humble, right? Thank God for every blessing you have. But also don't hesitate to tell people why you are the expert. To
exactly.
help them with that need that they have. And the best way to do that is to use publications as a distribution point. Because the publications already have the following. They already have the platform. Use them,
right?
A lot of people focus so much on Facebook.
Correct.
When they're skipping over the journalist who needs to hear your story.
Yes.
But if you hired somebody like, you know, Gregory Grant, Grand Business Solutions, they can, you know, they have professionals that can structure your story better because
absolutely.
You guys have contributors to the top publications in the world anyway.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, you know, it's
excellent. There's one, you have this interesting acronym that I want to share with all business owners out there. And please feel free to chime in. Our phone number here at the station is 904-296-2251. We want to hear your thoughts. We want to hear what you have to say. And feel free to join the conversation. But Jeff, back to you. You have this interesting acronym that is very, very profound. And it's something that really, I know you have, I don't think you say it much, but that really needs to be out there because that has really been impactful for my business as well. Can you share that acronym and how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the military, I'm an Iraq vet. So, you know, you're an Army
yes.
vet. Our great photographer in here is an Army vet. You know, speaking about branding, right?
exactly.
You know, we even though our radio faces, right? We got to make sure our radio faces are right. You know, we focus on acronyms to keep us focused, right? One of mine is saturation, innovation, monetization. That was our 3-year goal. So saturation was how many publications can we get our company in, right? So we started off with HuffPost. Well, you know, it was mid-tier publications
Correct.
Before that, but then more notable ones, HuffPost, The Jacksonville Business Journal did a feature on us after that, followed up by another HuffPost, then Entrepreneur Magazine came down the road, and so forth and so on. So saturation, how many publications can you get your name in? Because you're going to leverage their platforms as distribution.
Right.
The second one is innovation, right? We're a tech company, but even if we were not a tech company, we would be focusing on how can we disrupt the market through innovation, right? How
That's
can,
awesome.
You know, if you're a brand that doesn't necessarily focus on technology, how can your event planning business have not only the best website, but like with the Grant Business Solutions website, you can go there and like, if you're logged into Facebook,
mm-hmm.
it's instant connectivity.
Correct.
That's innovation, right?
Yes.
You're more accessible than your competitors. So innovation, what can you be focusing on to differentiate yourself from your competitors with technology? And the last one, your favorite, is monetization, right?
Of course.
By the time you built the name for yourself, the credentials, you would have been on a track like you and I, right? I speak at Florida National University, Jacksonville
yes.
University. I just spoke at UNF, speaking at FSCJ, so forth and so on. And other places I speak at. So leveraging that, who's in the audience?
Correct.
Potential customers, right? So I'm leveraging that platform. I'm leveraging the name I built with the publications in order to get in front of the qualified
exactly.
people that can purchase from me.
And excuse my voice. I've been speaking a lot lately. But leveraging is the key factor here. A lot of people, when they build businesses or and building anything, I always say resources is just as important as money. And the reason I say that is because we need all these resources to leverage them in order to get to the place that we want to be. So we continue to build those resources. And when we speak resources, I notice in your acronym, you said saturation first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saturating the market, innovation. If you look at those two things, and before I go further, when you say saturation, and before I go further, how did you saturate the market with your brand?
You're getting all the secrets today, Greg.
hey, my listeners need to know how to do this.
No, absolutely. And I would of course, you know, tell them first, you know, before you take it on your own, give Grant Business Solutions a call. Drop the number real quick for them.
Because absolutely. Grant Business Solutions, the number is 877-977-0937. One more time, that phone number is 877-977-0937.
10-4. So yeah, you know, with saturation, focusing on crafting your story.
1 second, Jeff. Okay. We actually have a caller in right
okay,
now.
Okay, perfect.
Yep. Yes, how you doing today?
Hey, yes, sir. Thank you very much. My name is Shirley, and thank you for the privilege to allow me to speak. But
absolutely.
I have a question, sir.
Sure. What's your question, Shirley?
Yes, sir. I'm very much interested in event planning, being a wedding planner. Can you please give me some tips on where I should start? Do I monitor with people that are already in the business, or is this something I need to dwell on my own?
Okay. So what I always tell every starting entrepreneur is the very first thing you want to do is focus on a business plan first. And the reason you want to focus on a business plan first is because a business plan is going to answer all the questions that you have, and it's going to also bring your vision into a script. So that way we would take that vision, we put it on paper, and then we execute it.
Okay.
So what I would like to do for you, you have a pen?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and jot down this phone number. It's going to be 877.
877.
977.
977-0937.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Now that's directly to Grant Business Solutions, which is one of my companies where we specialize in business planning. So we can help you with that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and what I'll do is I'll talk to Greg offline and give him, you know, from a Forbes and branding perspective. So by the time you give him a call, he'll deliver the strategy, because it's so long sharing it on air right now. But you're definitely in a great industry right now. It's an industry that desperately needs disruption. And if you're calling in, you're definitely wanting to do that. And I'll give Greg my comments on what I would suggest. So when you give him a call, he'll have a nice strategy for you outlined.
Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Shirley. You have a good day.
Thank Thank you. You too.
That was a phenomenal call. We need some more callers. Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. Please feel free to give us a call at the station here, 904-296-2251. We would love for you to chime into the conversation and answer any questions that you have. But Jeff, continue to tell us about saturation.
Yeah, you know, I wrote a piece for the Jacksonville Business Journal called Two Unprecedented Ways to Differentiate Your Brand from Your Competitors in 2018. And I said, the coming year will become the year that brands discover techniques that will allow them to connect with their target markets more personally. Implement innovation and personalization into your strategy to effectively differentiate your brand from your competitors in 2018.
Wow. Wow. Okay, we have another caller calling in. How can we help you today?
Yes. I want to know how or who can I talk to get into the first-time home buyers program?
Oh, absolutely. We'll be able to help you. What's your name?
LaTanya Gaston.
What was the first name?
LaTanya.
Okay, good to meet you, LaTanya. Yes, we definitely can help you with that. Within our network, we actually have experts in that industry that I would definitely love to put you in contact with, and we can help you strategize a way to get into that industry in your own way. Do you have a pen?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead and take down this number for me.
Okay.
It's going to be 877-977-977. 0937.
Okay.
Okay, give us a call there and we will put you in the circles with the right connections that can propel you in that business. How long have you been in that industry?
I just want to get into it now.
Got it.
I have my own business. I have a childcare business and I sell jewelry.
Oh, okay. Excellent, excellent.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about when she gives you a call. I want to talk about that business.
Uh-oh.
Let's blow up your business so you get that house you deserve.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, LaTanya. We will definitely be in touch, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Hi, Mr. Adams. How can we help you? Hello?
Hello. Yes. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. How can we help you today?
My name is Denisha, and I am a local designer with Denisha Design. So my company, I actually teach sewing, and I still currently work as a designer. So I've kind of started my brand. It's been about a year and a half. Just recently did the Jacksonville Magazine. I've been doing a few different fashion shows.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But my main goal is to try to leverage more students to teach the craft.
Gotcha.
So it seems like I'm taking off making clothes for people, but it's hard for me to find people who actually sew on a professional level. So I'm always the one doing all the sewing, and it takes a lot of time, of course. So I'm trying to really leverage as a teacher more so than a designer. So how, in my industry is a little different. So how would you say I would go about leveraging more teaching?
Yeah, when you know, for me, I know Greg on the execution, you know, he has that. But in regards to branding, number one, congratulations on that feature. As you know, it is very difficult to get even one publication to even pay attention to you. So you are definitely on the right path. From a branding perspective, you're doing some phenomenal work. One thing that I would get you to consider doing is, you know, highlighting the stories that are important to you. That we need to hear about. So if you're crafting a gown, dress, or anything you're making, it's a story behind it, right? It's a passion behind it. And if you're teaching, there's a student that would not otherwise have that kind of knowledge if it weren't for you. And I believe that by accelerating their or promoting their stories, it will actually accelerate your brand from a branding perspective. Did that make sense?
It does, because I have a lot of students that's how I get more students. They tell everybody. To date, I've probably taught about 80 students.
Nice, nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's time to start a blog and have them blog and write about their experiences with your product. Phenomenal business.
Okay. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. I was on my way to teach right now. So.
Awesome.
So I turned on the radio, heard you guys. But thank you so much because you guys are definitely inspiring people like me to do more.
Thank you. Maybe Greg will bring me back. And I love to connect with you offline. 877-977-0937. 877-977-0937. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you. And we have Angel. Are you there, Angel?
Hello.
Hi, Angel. How are you doing today?
I'm doing phenomenal. I'm just loving this show. Thank you for taking my call.
Excellent, excellent. How can we help you today?
Well, my question deals with marketing of a book.
Okay.
I have a book dealing with the impact of technology on our world. And now I need to know what are the basic steps to market it.
Excellent. And I'm going to let Jeff answer that question. He is the marketing guru when it comes to marketing books.
Well, one thing I do is collaboration. So I surround myself with best-selling authors, and so does Greg. So I would definitely surround myself with Amazon best-selling authors because they have tips and tools that you can that they can help you dive into to help promote your book. But I would definitely focus on leveraging publications and leveraging shows like this one. You know, I would definitely figure out how to get in contact with Greg to say, hey, you know, how can I promote my book on your air? This is why it's impactful. And, you know, maybe you decide to donate a portion of the proceeds to the Grant Foundation, his nonprofit, you know, to leverage him for that.
Absolutely.
So I would leverage connections and to surround myself with people who've done it before. Congrats on the book.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely give us a call. 877-977-0937. There's so much more I want to tell you, but, you know, I'm kind of limited on air space.
I appreciate you taking my call, and have a blessed day.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Angel. So thank you, everyone, for calling in. And before we go off real quick, I know we have a few more minutes left, and we was trying to delve into saturation real quick and tie all that stuff in with saturation and innovation and still trying to pull some of those secrets out of you.
We
Jeff
need a
Schubert.
Part two. We can't just cover it in 30
definitely
minutes.
Definitely have
right?
to have a part two. My gosh. But before we went into those calls, I think you were sharing a little bit more information about saturation before we leave.
Yeah, you know, I just covered it with the last caller too. You know, I mean, this is a distribution point, right? This is an opportunity where if I didn't focus on saturation, right, I wouldn't be here to connect with the listeners.
Right.
This is the highlight of my day today, right? I'm a military spouse. My wife is in away. You know, I have my six-year-old here with me.
Absolutely.
This is the highlight of my day. So it's all about, you know, how can I leverage the Gregory Grants of the world who have the platform, who have the credibility and legitimacy, and leverage their platforms to promote my individual initiative and then be leverageable. Have
Absolutely.
Something to offer Greg in return.
Absolutely. And I can tell you, just following you and your stories and being a partner with you in several capacities, the branding has really propelled us to another level in business. And that's what it does. And I love that acronym, Saturation, Innovation, and Monetization. You have to, if no one remember anything on the show today, write those three things down. There will be a part two. We told so God said saturation, but we want to know your innovation secrets too, Jeff.
Okay. Next time. Yeah, like I said, bring me on next week, and I would definitely love to cover it.
Excellent, excellent. And those out there, we appreciate the callers that called in, but anytime that you need advice or you need help with a business strategy, you need help with a branding strategy, please give myself and Jeff a call. Our numbers is 877-977-0937. Jeff, how can you be reached with your company?
Grant, they can reach me through Grant Business Solutions.
Grant Business Solutions is
you,
fine.
You know, I write for so many publications.
Right.
I have my weekly
Absolutely.
Show. I'm super limited on time.
Gotcha.
I got new innovation. Grant Business Solutions.
Absolutely.
Greg will give me a call. He'll bring me in as on an integration team, and
yes.
and we'll look at your business from a branding perspective and definitely accelerate it.
Absolutely. And Jeff, I appreciate you being on the show today, and I think we're definitely going to have to do a part two, maybe even a part three, a trilogy.
See, I'm welcome back on. See,
yeah, absolutely.
I leverage the platform the
absolutely,
right way.
Absolutely, absolutely. And callers, we thank you for tuning in to us today here at Praise 107.9. Thank you for listening.
You're tuned in to Financing Your Future with Joseph Tolbert Jr. and Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on Praise 107.9.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.